Now, from baseball to the bass bump in your speakers that comes along with hip-hop music, British rapper Mike Skinner performs under the name The Streets. He's got a new record out called A Grand Don't Come For Free. Here's day-to-day music critic Christian Bordel.
Go get out of my house, please.
The Streets' latest record, A Grand Don't Come For Free, is a kind of musical narrative that tells a rambling story about a guy who loses £1,000, as in money, suspects his roommates, finds a girlfriend, finds his TV isn't working, messes around with a woman he meets in a bar on holiday, feels bad about it, loses his girlfriend, and then finds his £1,000 again. It's all middle-class slice of life. And the tracks themselves and the lyrics are deliberately underproduced to enhance that real-life, almost amateurish feeling.
The production side of it is just purely because I work on my own and I don't have a really expensive mix engineer to finish it all off. I think that bit's accidental. But yeah, with the lyrics, I don't try and be ugly. I try and, you know, I just look at the small things that are going on and they become part of the story, and I'm not the tidiest of blokes.
Look, if I'm talking to you, you shouldn't be gawping in thin air. You're so selfish, but what about us as in pair? I needed you to come over, man. I needed you to be near. I'm about to do something crazy. You'll regret this, I swear. It's on time. I really needed you to head
just
over
listen,
mine where
to
I was throwing up all morning. It was all
no,
in my
I know
hair.
You, I know.
Then because I was so dizzy,
yeah,
I almost
look,
fell down
fair
the stairs.
Play, fair play.
Like you always
it,
do, you know, you
I'm
just
saying.
Don't
listen.
F***ing care. Go get out of my house, please.
You've been,
actually give me back my keys. But I'll be proper
you're
angry
to what I'm saying.
If you're not
look,
back later
me
on
say.
Your knees.
Look.
Unlike most American hip-hop, Skinner's characters are unprepossessing, unremarkable. They don't pretend to be slick lovers or super tough gangsters.
That's part of the English way. I think the Americans are all kind of salespeople. They seem, you know, whereas the English ways, you know, even English comedy, it's kind of self-deriding.
Skinner's a working-class lad from Birmingham in the English Midlands. He's also a smart and insightful social commentator, and when he raps in such humorous detail about real people, there's a danger that it can feel like he's talking down to them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, like, there's a song on the new album called Fit But You Know It, and a hell of a lot of people kind of, you know, comment on how I'm kind of taking the piss out of that culture, but I really wasn't.
Fit But You Know It is the first single from The Streets' latest CD, A Grand Don't Come For Free. In it, Skinner's alter ego finds himself reluctantly attracted to a girl with a fake tan while he's hanging out at a bar on holiday.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers' time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan, though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit, but my gosh, don't you just know it?
I mean, it's comedy and it is a bit silly, but I can honestly say, you know, when I go on holiday, I'm exactly like that. I do take the piss out of myself, but no, I'm not taking the piss of that culture at all.
The Streets' sound comes out of the UK garage dance club scene that developed in London in the late 90s. But with sales of over 1 million copies of his first album, Original Pirate Material, Skinner has reached a far wider audience than that. He stays true to his working-class roots, however, and claims he hates highfalutin arts like musicals and opera and poetry. You know, it's hard to believe coming from a guy who just put out an album that's a modern-day hip-hop version of all those things.
No, it is true. I think I hate the... I mean, I think probably the principles... I actually went to see an opera in Venice, and I actually quite enjoyed it. I think it's everything that goes with it. You know, it's everything that you become if you say you're into poetry and opera. I think it's not really about the art. You know, it's about the statement, and I hate everything about that. You know, but I do love music and I do love rhyming and stories.
Come on, calm down. It wasn't all totally like that. You're overreacting just a bit. Maybe we can sit down and chat. It's just, you know, I had stuff to do, you know, this and that. Maybe it wasn't so important as you being in the sack, but I had to sort out my pills, man. I needed to stock up my stash. I couldn't do it any other day. I had to do it then, quick snap. And you didn't want me there last Sat, so I left you on your jack. And this Saturday, I thought it was the same deal as last Sat at your gaff.
Go get out of my house. Please.
Where's this come from, man?
Actually, give me back my keys.
Just listen to what I'm saying.
You can just talk this. Proper angry.
Look, if you're going to be like this,
you're
like,
not but
do you know what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
The Streets from the CD A Grand Don't Come For Free, that review from day-to-day music critic Christian Bordahl, and you can hear more from The Streets at our website, npr.org.
Don't be like this, please, please, please. Actually, now I think about it, what am I guilty about? I felt like I was in the wrong, I felt like I was the loud. Oi, this is what happened last Saturday now, I think I remember now.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.